Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Marriage, a Gospel for the World. A meditation for Friday of the seventh week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10. Jesus came into the district of Judea and across the Jordan. Again, crowds gathered around him, and, as was his custom, he again taught them. The Pharisees approached him and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, I love you. Knowing that you created me in your image and likeness, and that you call me to share in your life, gives my life meaning and purpose. In you, I find my joy and my peace. I believe in you. I believe that you know me and want me to know you in and through the realities of my life. Knowing that you are always with me gives me hope. You are always working for my good. Lord, I ask that in this prayer time, you help me learn from your example of availability and attentiveness so that I can better love those you have placed in my life. Encountering Christ. 1. Crowds gathered and Jesus taught. As Scripture so often describes, Jesus reached a town and a crowd gathered to hear him teach. At the same time, the Pharisees approached to test him. Despite any fatigue for traveling, Jesus made himself available to address both groups. He did not protect himself from the demands of the crowd, nor the hard questions of the Pharisees. In other passages, Jesus generously responded when individuals cried out to him. Blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10, verse 46, and the Canaanite woman in Matthew chapter 15, verse 22, for example. When we recall that Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life, we may focus on the big ways he served, the miracles he worked, the content of his teaching, his passion. However, his model of attentiveness and availability are significant examples of humble, ordinary service. Are we attentive to others who seek our assistance, or do we shrug off their need, expecting that someone else will help them? Perhaps we are more available to those outside our family than we are to our family members. Over the years, Pope Francis has often encouraged parents to waste time with their children, to be available to them in unstructured ways. Marriage Encounter addresses the challenge of married singles, spouses each so busy with their own lives that they don't share the intimacy they are meant to experience. Do we give those in our family focused attention? Attention and availability are concrete ways of loving and serving as Jesus did. 2. Hardness of heart. When Matthew described this same scene of Jesus restoring the indissolubility of marriage, the disciples responded, "It is better not to marry." Original sin disrupted God's beautiful plan for man and woman, and, as a consequence, the original communion between man and woman was ruptured and distorted. Nevertheless, it is this relationship between spouses that St. Paul holds up as the image of the relationship between Christ and the Church. We can trust that God will give us the grace we need to live our marriage as well. He promised, "I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you so that you walk in my statutes, observe my ordinances, and keep them." 3. The two shall become one. In his apostolic exhortation, Amoris Laetitia, on love in the family, Pope Francis describes the beauty of a long-lasting marriage. Just as a good wine begins to breathe with time, so too the daily experience of fidelity gives married life richness and body. The love present from the beginning becomes more conscious, settled, and mature as the couple discover each other anew, day after day, year after year. They now taste the sweetness of the wine of love, well-aged and stored deep within their hearts. Number 231. The world needs to see the beauty of marital love that grows over the years. In a homily for the Synod on the New Evangelization, Pope Benedict said, "Matrimony is a gospel in itself, a good news for the world of today, especially the de-Christianized world. The union of a man and a woman, their becoming one flesh in charity, in fruitful and indissoluble love, is a sign that speaks of God with a force and an eloquence, which in our days has become greater because, unfortunately, for various reasons, marriage, in precisely the oldest regions evangelized, is going through a profound crisis." October 7th, 2012. Marriage matters, not only as an interpersonal reality, not only for the nurturing of children, but for the good of society and the life of the Church. Conversing with Christ. Heavenly Father, your plan for marriage is beautiful. How humbling it is to think that you work through human instruments to image the relationship between your Son and his bride, the Church. You trust us to make your faithful, fruitful, free, unconditional love visible in the midst of all the confusion that exists about marriage today. At times, it seems so far beyond our capabilities. But through the grace of the sacrament of matrimony, you make it possible for spouses to grow in love and unity day by day, year by year. You accompany them and provide for their needs, just as you did in Cana. I ask you to help me see how I can better support marriage, my own marriage, the marriages of family and friends, the marriages of fellow parishioners, the future marriages of engaged couples, the marriages of hurting couples. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will pray one decade of the Rosary, meditating on the wedding feast at Cana, for the strengthening of marriages within my family and friends.
Visit our website at RegnumChristi.com.